With 42 incidents counted as murders and non-negligent manslaughter, the Virginia State Police report shows Richmond with the most. At the top in forcible rape and other forcible sex offenses is Norfolk, which also leads in aggravated assault. The count places Virginia Beach at number one in simple assaults. With these cities at the top, how is it that Roanoke tops the list with more crime per 100,000 people than any other city in the state? Roanoke Police Chief Chris Perkins says, in part, it comes down to good police work.
We're doing things that may generate more incidents that show up in the state police report. And so when we look at these, if I wanted to do away with a vice unit, well, I could take 1,840 crimes right off the top. I could take another 50 prostitution cases or another 244 weapons offenses. I could take all those self-initiated crimes right off the top, and I could bring crime way down.
The only category of crime in which Roanoke is close to the top is a number two spot in simple assault and intimidation.
If I threaten to hurt you, that's a intimidation. Or if I push you, that's a simple assault. That's a societal issue that I can have no bearing on.
The crimes Perkins has referred to so far are part two crimes,
which are totally different from the part one crimes that the FBI report. Part one crimes were murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, larceny, motor vehicle theft, and arson. And so in the end, the measurable offenses, we are down significantly.
The Virginia State Police annual crime analysis is sent to the FBI, which modifies and incorporates it into their annual report. In turn, the FBI cautions against using statistics for ranking purposes, saying that incomplete analysis often creates misleading perceptions. I'm Tab O'Neill.